Hallo, mein Herr.
Yes.
I'm not a bad man, mein Herr, not a bad man. Is it really so important?
Very important.
Come this evening, then, when my wife is out.
I'll come, but tell me now, was the car...
Shh.
Come in. I can't give you a drink except tea. There's some of that packet left.
No, thank you. You know I can't stand tea. Geez, I'm feeling cross-eyed. I've been looking at inquest reports, police reports. I finally got something. The porter's going to talk to us tonight.
Need we go through it all again?
I can manage alone. You're busy.
Another part I've got to learn.
Tragedy or comedy?
Comedy. I'm not the right shape for tragedy. Oh, no. It's no good.
One of the bad days.
It's always bad about this time. Harry used to look in round six. I've been frightened. I've been alone. I've been without friends and money, but I've never known anything like this. Please, talk. Tell me about him. Tell me about the Harry you knew.
What kind of things?
Anything. Just talk. Where did you see him last? Then what did you do?
We drank too much. We quarreled. I thought he was making a pass at my girl.
Where is she?
I don't know. That was 9 years ago.
Tell me more.
Well, it's difficult. You knew Harry. You know, we didn't do anything terribly amusing. He just made it all seem so much fun.
I know a little what you mean. Was he clever when he was a boy?
I suppose so. He could fix anything.
Tell me.
Oh, little things, you know, how to put up your temperature before an exam, you know, that kind of thing. Best crib, how to avoid this and that.
He fixed my papers for me. He heard the Russians were repatriating people like me who came from Estonia. He knew the right man straight away for forging stamps.
Oh, when he was only 14, he taught me the three-card trick. That was growing up fast.
He never grew up. The world grew up around him, that's all. And buried him.
He's dead. You can't go on remembering him forever.
Something may happen.
What do you mean?
Oh, perhaps there'll be another war. I'll die or the Russians will take me.
Anna, life goes on. It'll get better. You'll fall in love again.
Don't you see? I don't want to. I don't ever want to.
Come out and have a drink.
Why did you say that?
Seemed like a good idea.
It was just what he used to say. And when I said, I've got to be at the theater, he'd say...
Time for a quick one.
If we have got to see the porter, we had better go.
I thought you didn't want to...
We are both in it, Harry.
My name's Holly.
I'm sorry.
You needn't be. I'm bad at names, too. Ask Callahan.
What fun we all might have had, him and you and me.
As long as I kept off the extra glass.
You know, you ought to find yourself a girl.
Isn't that Harry? It looks like a wedding.
It's this time of day.
A demonstration?
They don't allow demonstrations. Let's go away.
No, no, stay here. Stay here, I'll see what it's about. Was ist?
Watch him to be brought out.
Who?
The porter.
What's he done?
Nobody knows yet. They can't make up their minds up there. Might have been suicide, you see. But why should he have cut his throat?
Papa, Papa, Papa. Der Mann hat gesagt, wie hat der Fremde ausgesehen?
He had a row with a foreigner, and now they think he did it.
Papa, Papa.
Ja, Hansel?
Wie ich durst? Gestern geschaut habe, habe ich Blut auf dem Koks gesehen.
Oh, what imagination. The boy saw it when he looked through the grating. He could see blood on the coals.
Papa!
Ja, was, Hansel?
Das ist der Fremde.
Oh, listen to him, sir. He thinks you did it because you are a foreigner. There are more foreigners here these days than Viennese.
Papa! Papa!
Ja, was denn, Hansel?
Holly.
Porter's been murdered. Let's get away from here.
Papa, Papa!
Jetzt sei doch still!
They're asking about the foreigner who called on him.
Then what he said was true. There was a third man. What are you going to do?
Papa, Papa!
I wish I knew.
Be sensible. Tell Major Calloway.
Get Major Calloway on the phone for me.
I don't know him, sir.
Calloway? I don't care what his name is. Just get him.
Do you know his number, sir?
Well, of course I don't. Is there a car I can use?
Well, there's one right here for you, sir, yes.
Fine.
Oh, Captain Crabbit has been on the phone to you, sir. He was anxious to speak to you about a lecture.
Tell him he can put his damn lecture in the dustbin. You don't know where to take me.
Where, Soames?
International Police Headquarters, Major Calloway's office.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, slower, slower.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't the way to the International Police. Where are we going? Have you got orders to kill me?
Can see Conca English. Bitte.
This isn't police headquarters.
Bitte. Na bitte.
Oh, Mr. Martins, better late than never. Right this way, Mr. Martins, through this passageway. And here we are.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh,
really
for goodness sake, do your stuff, old man. The Brigadier's here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight Holly Martins, one of the great writers from the other side. Here he is. Now, we've all read his books. Wonderful stuff. Literature depends on character. Well, I've read that somewhere. And Mr. Martin's characters, well, there's nothing quite like them, is there? Well, you know what I mean. We ought to give him a great welcome.
Yeah. Herr Martins, do you believe in the stream of consciousness?
Stream of what?
Oh, God.
Herr Martin, among the great English poets, where would you put Oscar Wilde?
What do you mean, put? I don't want to put anybody anywhere.
Oh.
Can I ask Mr. Martins if he's engaged on a new book?
Oh, I'm so glad you're able to come, Mr. Tyler. Mr. Tyler is here on a cultural mission.
Yes. Yes, it's called The Third Man.
Oh, a novel, Mr. Martins?
It's founded on fact.
Well, I guess we all have to get together against the common enemy.
Who's that, Mr. Tyler?
Ignorance, Mr. Martins. You know the saying. To know all is to forgive all.
You have to know all first.
Heinrich, get a chair for Mr. Tyler.
No. Just let me squat here on the edge of the buffet, Captain Crabbit. I've got to push off in a few minutes.
Herr Martins, what author has chiefly influenced you?
Gray.
Gray? What Gray? I don't know the name.
Zane Gray. I don't know any other.
Oh, don't get above their heads, old chap.
He is a great writer.
Oh, terrific. Ready myself.
And James Joyce, Mr. Martins?
Joyce? Lord Haw-Haw, well, I don't like the way this is going, old man.
I've never heard of him.
Good line, old chap.
He wrote Ulysses.
I don't read Greek.
I'd like a word with you about your novel, Mr. Martins.
The Third Man?
Yes.
Well, it's a murder story. I've just started it.
Are you a slow writer, Mr. Martins?
Pretty quick when I get interested.
I'd say you were doing something pretty dangerous this time.
Yes?
Yes. Mixing fact and fiction, like oil and water.
Should I write it as straight fact?
Why, no, Mr. Martins. I'd say stick to fiction. Straight fiction.
I've gone too far with a book, Mr. Tyler.
Haven't you ever scrapped a book, Mr. Martins?
Never.
That's a pity. Do you mind if I use your telephone, Captain Crabbit?
No. Please go ahead in the anteroom.
Thank you.
Do you think there's any future, Mr. Martins, for the historical novel?
You people are doing a wonderful job.
Bitte?
Never mind. Oh, hello. Yes, I'm at the Cultural Center. Our friends here, very interesting talk. Thought you might like to meet us. Yes, we could have a little party. Bring the car around and anyone else who'd like to come. Don't be long.
I've never heard of him. I don't read many books.
This is a disaster, old man. Mr. Martins has had a trying time since he came to Vienna. If there are no more questions...
Well, good evening, Mr. Martins. Hope you're having a pleasant time in Vienna. Where are you staying?
They've put me up at Sacher's.
Well, you're lucky. It's usually reserved for officers.
Well, I understand, sir, but Major Calloway...
Good night, Mr. Martins. Crabbit, come and see me tomorrow, 9:30 in my office.
Yes, sir.
In uniform.
Oh, God.
Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Ow! I told you to go away, Martins. This isn't Santa Fe. I'm not a sheriff, and you're not a cowboy. You've been wanted for murder. You've been associating with suspicious characters.
Put down drunk and disorderly.
I have. What's the matter with your hand?
A parrot bit me.
Yes, sir.
Get me the Harry Lyne file, Sergeant. You better give Mr. Martins a double whiskey.
Yes, sir.
I don't need your drinks, Callahan.
You will. I don't want another murder in this case, and you were born to be murdered. So you're going to hear the facts.
You haven't told me a single one yet.
You're going to hear plenty now.
Your whiskey, sir.
I suppose you've heard of penicillin.
Well?
In Vienna, there hasn't been enough penicillin to go around. So a nice trade started here. Stealing penicillin from the military hospitals, diluting it to make it go further, and selling it to patients. Do you see what that means?
So you're too busy chasing a few tubes of penicillin to investigate a murder?
These were murders. Men with gangrene legs, women in childbirth, and there were children, too. They used some of this diluted penicillin against meningitis. The lucky children died. The unlucky ones went off their heads. You can see them now in the mental ward. This was the racket Harry Lyme organized.
Calloway, you haven't shown me one shred of evidence.
Oh, we're coming to that. Sergeant, the Magic Lantern Show.
Sir.
You know, Sergeant Payne's one of your devoted readers. Promised to lend me, the Lone Rider?
I'd like to see Texas before I die, sir.
Well, show me what you got to show and let me get out of here.
Go ahead, Payne. All right, see that man there? Fellow called Harbin, medical orderly from the General Hospital. He worked for Lyme, helped him steal the stuff from the laboratory. We forced him to give information which led us as far as Kurtz and Lyme, but we didn't arrest them as our evidence wasn't complete, and it might have spoiled our chances of getting to the others. Next. Can you identify that?
It's Harry's handwriting.
See what I mean?
It looks like Harry's hand. But people are framed sometimes, even by the police. Why should Harry do a thing like that?
For 70 pounds a tube.
And I'd like a word with your agent, Harbin.
So would I.
Bring him in, then.
I can't. He disappeared a week ago.
Oh, that's convenient. A missing man witness against a dead man. This is more like a mortuary than a police HQ.
We have better witnesses. So, you see how it is, Martins. Go back to bed and keep out of trouble. If you stay at the hotel, you'll be all right, and I'll try to fix things up with the Austrian police. But I can't be responsible for you on the streets.
I'm not asking you to be.
I'm sorry, Martins.
I'm sorry, too. Sergeant, you still got that airplane ticket on you?
We'll send it to the hotel in the morning.
Excuse me, Major.
Yes, Brodsky.
Can I have the passport? The Schmidt one.
We're not going to pick her up for that, are we?
We treat these things more seriously, and your colleagues have agreed.
$256, please.
Oh, I'm afraid your room has been canceled, sir.
Canceled?
We received instructions, sir, from Captain Crabbit. They need a room.
What can I do?
Well, Captain Crabbit suggested you could sleep in the lounge for tonight. It will be quieter after one, sir. I'll find you a blanket.
It's a drink I need.
What is it? What's happened to you?
I've found out everything.
Come in, you don't want to wake the house. Now, what is it? I thought you were going to keep away. Are the police after you?
I don't know. Just came to see you.
You are drunk, aren't you?
A bit. I'm sorry.
Why? Wish I had a drink.
I just wanted to say goodbye before I pushed off back home.
Why?
It's what you've always wanted, all of you.
What made you decide so suddenly?
I brought you these flowers. They got a little wet, but...
Oh, what happened to your hand?
A parrot.
Have you seen Calloway?
Imagine a parrot nipping a man.
Have you?
Oh, I've been saying goodbye all over.
He told you, didn't he?
Told me?
About Harry.
You know?
I've seen Major Calloway today.
You know what penicillin does?
Not really.
Well, it's supposed to cure people of things. They've been stealing penicillin here, mixing it with water. I don't know what. People have been dying from it. Wounded people, children. I suppose they were all in it. Kurtz, Tyler, even that doctor. Well, I'm not a doctor. I don't understand it all, except Harry made 70 pounds a tube. He ran the business.
You were sober when they told you. They really proved it?
Yes. So you see, that was Harry.
He is better dead. I thought perhaps he was mixed up, but not with that.
For 20 years, I knew him. The drinks he liked, the girls he liked. We laughed at the same things. He couldn't bear the color green. And it wasn't true. He never existed. We dreamed him. Was he laughing at fools like us all the time?
He liked to laugh.
70 pounds a tube. And he asked me to write about his great medical charity. I suppose he wanted a press agent. Maybe I could have raised the price to 80 pounds.
There are so many things you don't know about a person you love. Good things, bad things.
Yeah, but to cash in like that.
For heaven's sake, stop making him in your image. Harry was real. He wasn't just your friend and my lover. He was Harry.
Oh, don't talk wisdom at me. Make it sound as if his manners were occasionally bad. I don't know. I'm just a bad writer who drinks too much, falls in love with girls. Lots of girls. You.
Me?
Oh, don't be such a fool. You know I love you.
If you had rung me up and asked me were you dark or fair or had a mustache, I wouldn't have known.
Can't you get him out of your head?
No.
I'm leaving Vienna. I don't care if Kurtz killed Harry or Tyler or the third man. Whoever killed him, it was justice. Maybe I'd have killed him myself.
A man doesn't alter because you find out more.
I hate the way you talk. I got a splitting headache and you talk and talk. You make me cross.
You come here at 3 in the morning, a stranger, and say you love me? Then you get angry and pick a quarrel. What do you expect me to do?
Because I haven't seen you laugh before. Do it again. I like it.
There isn't enough for 2 laughs.
You know, I'd make comic faces all day. I'd stand on my head and grin at you between my legs. I'd learn a lot of jokes from books on after-dinner speaking. You still love Harry, don't you?
I've got to learn my lines.
You told me to find a girl. You want anything? Have you been following me? Who's your boss? Can't you answer?
Seien Sie ruhig. Gehen Sie weiter.
Harry! You don't believe me?
No.
He ran up here and vanished right beside this kiosk.
Where were you when you saw him first?
Down there, about 50 yards away.
Which side of the road?
This one. And there aren't any side turnings.
Doorways.
But I could hear him running ahead of me.
And he vanished with a puff of smoke, I suppose, and a clap of... Well, well, well. What an amusing little kiosk. It wasn't the German Jim Payne.
What is it?
It's the main sewer, sir. Smells sweet, doesn't it? They use it as an air raid shelter in the war, just like our old tube.
I've been a fool. We should have dug deeper than a grave.
Wir sind jetzt am Sarg.
What?
We have the coffin reached.
Tell him to take off the lid.
Did you know him, Major?
Oh, yes. Joseph Harbin. Medical orderly at the 43rd General Hospital. Next time, we'll have a foolproof coffin.
Open up in here! Open up! Get out of here!
Come on! What is this?
International Police Patrol. Ваше имя Анна Шмидт? Одевайтесь, пойдете с нами. The mission meet is coming. Must come with us. Verstehen Sie?
Have I got to go?
Sorry, miss, it's orders.
Это ваши бумаги? This your papers? Your papiere, bitte.
Please tell him to go while I dress.
Come and die, Warren, bees at Angus.
Yet.
Will you come no, to
nein.
Passage?
I'm not staying here.
Himself.
Let the girl dress by
you
herself.
You can't leave a little girl alone with the Rusky there. Right
here, you coming, Froggy?
Qu'est-ce que ça fait? I will look after both of them, huh?
Was ist denn nur schon wieder los? Was machen Sie
denn hier? Madame.
Where are you taking me?
International Police Headquarters for a checkup. The Ruskies are claiming the body.
Body?
Come on, it's just an expression.
It's the law, miss. We can't go against the protocol.
I don't even know what protocol means.
I don't either, miss. Мы должны идти. Вы мурмюрсы
кэхэн. Мадемуазель, your lipstick!
What are you doing with her?
Her? Payne!
Sir.
Anna, of course. What's going on?
The Russians claim the body, Martins.
You aren't going to hand her over.
Her papers are false.
Why, you double-timing...
She's no concern of mine, Martins. It's lime I want.
Damn lime!
Sit down, Miss Schmidt. The Russians have asked for you, but I'm not interested in your forged papers. When did you last see lime?
2 weeks ago.
We want the truth, Miss Schmidt. We know he's alive.
What?
The body of another man, Joseph Harbin, was found in the coffin.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said another man was buried in his place.
Another man? Oh, yes. Where's Harry?
That's what we want to find out.
I'm so sorry. I don't seem able to understand anything you say, but nothing matters now. He is safe.
No, I wouldn't say safe.
He's alive. Now, this minute, he is doing something. He is breathing.
We're pretty sure, Miss Schmidt, that he's somewhere in the Russian sector across the canal. Sooner or later we'll get him, even if the Russians don't cooperate. You may as well help us.
Help you? Why?
Because the next man you have to deal with is Captain Brodsky. Now, tell me where Lime is.
I don't know.
Miss Schmidt, if you help us, we're prepared to help you.
Martin's always said you were a fool.
Miss Schmidt, Vienna's a closed city. A rat would have more chance in a closed room without a hole and a pack of terriers loose.
Poor Harry. I wish he was dead. He would be safe from all of you then.
Better think about it.